preserving all beings. Is that the ideal design? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Preserving all beings. Is that the ideal design? Oh my. You know, we go through life knowing that good is good and better is better and best is best. We go through life having values. We go through life recognizing this is a good thing and this is not beneficial. And yet, we continually give power to the non-beneficial things in our life. Why do we do such silly things as that? Well, we do that because we think that that's the way it is. And the way it is, that's the way we have to experience it. Now, is that how we have to experience it? Is that really the way it is for us? Well, think about it. If that's what you think is the way it is, then that's what you experience. If that's what I think is the way it is, that's what I experience. Now, for me, I like to live in my ideal, or in an ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like to live in the ideal spirit, mind, and body. What is the ideal spirit, mind, and body? Well, now, is it the body that I'm presently experiencing, the mind that I'm presently experiencing? And the answer, naturally, is no. The mind that I want to experience is the infinite mind, the unlimited mind, where, as a human being, I choose to know all knowledge, and I know it. And I keep saying I don't know, and so then I cut it off. And every time I say I know that I know that I know, the divine in me is the answer, I know, then I begin to know more and more. I begin to realize more. And pretty soon, I get in the flow of the divine within, and the divine within reveals itself constantly in every aspect of my life. And life is rather great. It's rather good. It's my choice, because I choose to say, I know that I know, instead of I don't know. It's just that simple, but definite, very definite. Now, the same thing goes for our body. What sort of a body do you think is a super body? What sort of body do I think is a super body? What sort of body would I just love to be in? Would I love to look like Adonis? Would I like to look like some beautiful, fantastic man with the most beautiful physique in the world, and every muscle and every nerve and every fiber and tuned to its perfect pitch? Oh, you say, well, man, that would be something else again. I don't know. Well, yes, tuned to its perfect pitch, perfectly harmonious. Not muscles becoming muscles as we train them and exercise them. Not muscles that are fighting against each other, not muscles that are growing and nerves and ligaments and so forth that are being stretched and put out of shape, but absolutely fluid balance, absolutely fluid shape. I just move like a drop of water across the table, just flowing effortlessly, beautifully. Every organ, action, function of my body is its ideal form. Every organ, action, and function of my body is functioning beautifully. It is neither young nor old. It is its ideal. It's an everlasting concept. And as I live in this concept, how great it is. Yes. Every bit of my body expresses itself in its ideal form. Now, the ideal form is not growth. It's not lack of growth. It's an is. The ideal form is the ideal form. The toenails don't grow. The hair doesn't grow. The ability to have good vision doesn't increase or decrease with age or time or training. Everything is in its ideal state. My heart, lungs, liver, everything is in its ideal state. Now, as a human, I appear to be human. I appear to eat, drink, sleep, and do all things that humans do. And we do. But as we are living in this ideal body, the ideal body does not need water, does not need air, does not need sleep, does not need anything. The ideal body, the ideal mind needs no rest. The ideal mind is one in and as the eternal flow. Now you say, wow, Herb, you're talking way off the edge of the book there. Yes, that's true. This is only because we very seldom stop, not that we don't know it, but we very seldom stop and take a look at what it means to be our ideal self. What does it mean to be your ideal self? What does it mean? Does it mean to have any change? No. Does it mean to be the icon of perfection? Yes. Does it mean to be an icon that is constantly improving or polishing or something? No. Can any dust ever fall upon your eternal spiritual icon that always exists in perpetuity and perfection? No. Can an icon ever be improved upon? No. It represents what it represents. No. What do you represent for yourself? What sort of icon, what sort of image do you have in your mind for yourself? I know the one I have. And I'm living the one I have. I'm expressing the one I have. And as I go along, I am understanding it more and more, and fulfilling what it is more and more. We make the statement, it's too good to be true. We make the statement of incredulity. We just don't believe some things. And that's true. We don't believe them because we have never seen them. But once you've seen it, you'll never want to go back. And you see it in your meditation time. You see it in your introspection time. You see it in your time of absolute peace. When you touch the moment of bliss. And it's not a matter that you go back to the earth like the Buddha went back. It's not a matter that you go back to the experience of mankind. It's a matter that you live your divinity wherever you are. Whether you live your reality as an is, here, or there, or anywhere, or everywhere that you are, in the multi places that you are, and in the many different places that you do exist right now. We live in millions of places, in millions and dimensions of time and space. And when we have a dawning of even just one dimension of time and space that we're not familiar with here, we say, oh my goodness, what was that? How interesting, wow. And that should be not an everyday occurrence, but it should be an awareness that in all of the infinity that we are, and what I claim for myself, but all the infinity that we are our icon self in all, on all dimensions. I am my ideal body. I am the ideal body on all dimensions. I am the allness on all dimensions. Being the allness on all dimensions is quite an exciting adventure. It's quite an exciting thing to do. And it is the kind of thing that you can do. Now, do you want to do this? Would you like to be expressing yourself on all dimensions as a fantastic being? If this is what you want to do, then do it now. Do it now. Live in now. Live in awareness of now, of how wonderful you are. live in reality of how great all is. And as you do that, the magic of being who you are reveals itself. What is it we want to do? Do we want to preserve the way we are? Do we want to live forever in our young, middle-aged, or old bodies? Or do we want to live in our ideal body, in our ideal mind? What is our ideal body and our ideal mind? We don't need to know. All we need to do is to say it. All you need to do is say, I like me, and the whole world turns topsy-turvy to produce the fact that you like yourself. All you need to do is to say, I am happy, and you don't need to know what happiness is, and you're happy. All you need to do is say, I'm full when you've had a good meal, and you don't know what fullness means, because it doesn't mean a thing. All it means is that you are happy being who you are, what you are right now and forevermore. Exciting adventure, isn't it? Preserving all beings? Who wants to preserve all beings? We want to be ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am 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 ideal spirit, mind, and body. As I say, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, body. I am the icon. I am the symbol. I am the representation of the ideal. I am the ideal. Speak these words for yourself as I do for myself, and join the fun of being ideal spirit, mind, and body now. I love you. I love you. I love you.